Hello again, welcome. This is Jordan Rich. You're tuned to Connoisseur's Corner on WBZ. My good friend Matt Robinson is here. His food blog is Matt's Meals, MATTS-meals.com. And a lot of wine in the area these days. The beginning of the year is great for the wine events, and one of them is called the Boston Wine Festival at the Boston Harbor Hotel.
Well, I know a lot of people are looking forward to the Boston Wine Expo at the 18th and 19th of February. But if someone likes to linger a little longer or get up a little closer with the people who make the wine, and also with one of the area's best chefs, the Wine Festival at the Boston Harbor Hotel lasts almost 3 months. It runs through pretty much the end of March, and it has individual brunches, dinners, and receptions with the winemakers and with Chef Daniel Bruce, who also is running the Viking Wine Festival in Newport. So and he really knows his stuff.
An outstanding view from anywhere in that hotel. I mean, yeah. It's such a beautiful, picturesque place to have an event like this.
Yeah, I mean, to go into the Meritage or anytime is great. They have, you know, the barge out back with the music in the summer. But this has been going on for 28 years, which is actually one of the longest and largest wine festivals in the country. And among the highlights this year, they're going to have a Mediterranean wine night on March 10th, a South African wine night on the 22nd, and for true wine lovers, there'll be a champagne toast Valentine's dinner dance on the 11th and a Valentine's jazz brunch on the 12th. So there's a lot for everybody. I highly recommend checking out bostonwinefestival.net for the full schedule and going as often as you can.
Thank you. All part of Connoisseur's Corner, WBZ News Radio 1030.